we got Hawks tickets. Just a few minutes away. You want to go see the Hawks take on the Blues in an all-important game at the United Center. Sold-out games are all sold out.
It's
but
so
tickets,
hard to get tickets.
Tickets
right
are
now.
Very hard right now. And we got free tickets for you coming up in about 10 minutes. All right, Richard Boykin is with us. He is a Cook County commissioner and has suggested something that I think is kind of interesting and certainly worth debating. County commissioner, now remember, this is the county, not the city. So you, as a county commissioner, you have some influence with the county sheriff's office. And you're making a suggestion that in order to raise funds, maybe the city or the county of Cook should raise gasoline taxes by a couple or 4 cents a gallon, whatever it happens to be, to offset the cost of increased, a more robust number of county sheriff's officers, and then lending that into the gang fight in Chicago, taking some of those people and deploying them specifically for that. Do I have that basically right?
Well, partially right. Let me thank you, one, for having me on the show. Let me say this, that Cook County is the second largest county in the United States of America. We don't have a jobs program for young people, a summer jobs program for youth 16 to 24. And when you look at all of this gun violence that's taking place, 807 people, according to the Chicago Tribune, have been shot since the beginning of the year, 94 days into the new year. 807 people shot, 152 people killed. We have a crisis, a state of emergency on our hands. I'm not one for willy-nilly raising taxes. I vote against those things. But in this case, where you have a state that can't even pass a budget 11 months into the year and can't pass a budget, when you have a city that is in crisis, the county government must step forward. Look, we're responsible for public health and public safety. We have a public health crisis with respect to gun violence and youth unemployment in our county. In fact, the University of Illinois released a report a few weeks ago that showed that nearly 50% of black males ages 16 to 24 are either unemployed or out of school. And that is a combustible mix for violence. We know that poverty breeds violence. And so this jobs bill that we unveiled today, it is a Community Stabilization and Anti-Violence Act for Cook County. It actually would provide $45 million for a youth jobs program, kids 16 to 24, and it would provide $2 million for additional sheriff's police, 15 to 20, to be deployed in high-crime areas. But we also provide $2 million for parenting to prevent violence. And that means everything begins at home, right? And we have parents who are struggling to raise their children. We have grandparents struggling to raise grandkids. I've always been interested and curious to know that, you know, if you want to be a lawyer, you have to have a license, you have to take an exam, you have to go to law school. If you want to be a doctor, you have to go to medical school and take an exam and continue to keep that license current. To be a parent, the only thing you have to do is have the physical ability to be a parent. There is no parenting manual except for people look at the way they were parented,
right,
and they generally follow that.
Well, what would the commissioner, we're rather limited in time, what would that $2 million go to specifically?
So it would go to faith-based organizations and not-for-profit organizations who specialize in parenting education or parenting workshops.
Are there any specifically that you can point to that you think would be appropriate to give the money to?
The Metropolitan Family Services, they do a tremendous job with parenting workshops. Also, there are a number of others who are involved in parenting education. I know that the city currently has grants available for that. The county does not have grants available to provide for parenting education.
And this would all come from the 4 cents workshops. A gallon fuel tax.
Absolutely.
All the money here. All right.
It would be a special use tax and the motor fuel tax.
And is this a sunsettable tax or a permanent tax?
Absolutely. So what happens is this, if gas prices rise to $5 a gallon over a period of 30 days, then the gas tax, the 4 cents would sunset.
Okay, let's talk about the, and before we get to the crime piece, because I want to get to that too, but back to this idea of the summer works program for 16 to 24 year olds, what kind of jobs would that $45 million go toward?
So we have a jobs council as part of the legislation that would be made up of Cook County officials and private sector and not-for-profit individuals. That jobs council would actually set what jobs would be available for this group of folks to work on. It would also target communities that have unemployment that's reaching the levels of the Great Depression.
Well, what kind of jobs would those be? Is there, do you have any specific?
So I have ideas. Look, it could be infrastructure jobs. It could be jobs where individuals are actually cleaning up neighborhoods, right, picking up beer bottles and cans, making neighborhoods look desirable. It could be jobs where individuals are rehabbing abandoned buildings and foreclosed properties, painting over graffiti. It could be peer counseling jobs where individuals are going out trying to get their buddies or friends off the corner still in drugs. These are the kind of jobs that I envision. We got to think outside of the box. A lot of these kids have dropped out of school. They have little to no skills, and so we have to give them an opportunity other than selling drugs and causing mayhem in our community.
So it'd be a 4 cent a gallon charge on top of the 19 cents we already have. But did you see that there's another group, a planning group, that put forward a plan to raise it another 30 cents a gallon to pay for infrastructure and transportation and aging issues with roads and things like that? It seems like a lot of people are going to the gas tank and or the gas tax, rather. And is everybody getting together on this? Is this something you – I mean, what's going on?
All I can tell you is that we went first. And all I can tell you is this, is that their plan is aimed at youth jobs. This is aimed at children at risk. This is aimed at helping to stabilize our community. This is a big public works, outside-of-the-box kind of program. This is FDR-esque, if you will, in terms of the WPA program or the Civilian Conservation Corps that FDR came up with in the 30s during the Great Depression. We're trying to put people back to work. I held a number of youth summits throughout my district the last 5 months, and a lot of the questions and a lot of the concerns were there are no jobs for people in Austin where unemployment is 20%, much higher among African-American males. East and West Garfield, where you see the highest levels of unemployment, you also see the highest levels of violence. So we have to figure out a way to get at this. Let me also correct one thing. So the county tax, the county motor fuel tax currently is 6 cents.
Right, the city is 19?
Yes, so we would take it from 6 cents to 10 cents.
So that's
because we would have 4 cents.
All right, let's talk about this idea of more sheriff's police out there and involved in gang anti-gang activities, anti-gang enforcement. And it's an interesting problem. Now, Commissioner, you're from Chicago. You grew up in Englewood. You worked for Danny Davis for many, many years. You're intimately familiar with things that happen both on the South and the West Side, right? So you get it. So what do you think that the Chicago Police Department and the County Sheriff's Office, they do work hand in hand in some respects, but in terms of the and one of the problems we're running into are the rules of engagement on the street, right? That's been the biggest problem this year. Some would argue that how Chicago police are engaging citizens is one of the reasons that and the incredible complexity of that right now is one of the reasons that they're able to make fewer that they're either less willing or less able to make more traffic stops to try to get guns off the street and et cetera. Would the same rules of engagement apply to the county as it applies to the city police?
Look, everybody expects professional policing. Police take an oath to serve and protect. There has been much greater level of cooperation since Interim Superintendent Escalante was there, and now we got the new Superintendent Johnson. So there's been a much greater level of cooperation between the Sheriff's Police and Chicago Police Department. Now, you know, I know what you're getting at. You're getting at the ACLU effect and the fact that individuals now, if you stop somebody, you have to give them a ticket. I'm all for that. I'm all for policing that's professional. We have to protect individuals in these war zones. basically, many communities are currently war zones where folks are being shot on a constant basis.
Right,
innocent people, young people, 7, 8, 9, 10 years old. In fact, one of the ladies who testified to, or who spoke at the press conference, Dr. Fujara from Strozier Hospital, said that they had an unprecedented number of kids under the age of 13 to come through their doors last year at the trauma center at Strozier Hospital.
Are you hearing,
and
it's interesting because you've obviously got to keep your ears to the tracks here. Are you hearing, obviously, this the assassination of the 9-year-old? It was a story that
Tyshawn Lee
jarred not only the city but the nation, and it did appear to open up a new avenue of violence here of targeting family members. Some would argue, those involved in it would have argued, that it actually happened when in this case the alleged shooter's mother was shot at a couple of weeks prior to that. Do you think we are actively seeing right now a gang war that has crossed the Rubicon, that has changed from being guys shooting each other over the business of gangs to now targeting their families?
I think that what you have right now is you have 48 years since the death of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. You've had a lack of real investment in the far west side. You've had thousands of jobs leave. Sears and Roebuck Company used to be headquartered on the west side. International Harvester, Western Electric. I can go down and name the companies that have all vacated the west side. And you have the Brock's Candy Factory that's gone. That land is vacant. And there's been little to no investment on the west side and on parts of the south side since the death of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And I also think what you have is you have just depraved individuals. You have spiritual wickedness. You have people who just don't care who they shoot. And that is unfortunate, and it's wrong. And so we have to protect these communities at all costs, and that's what we're trying to do here with the Community Stabilization and Anti-Violence Act. In fact, the average driver or motorist will just pay an additional $28 a year. Of course, you go out to dinner, you're going to pay more than $28 to go out to dinner when you buy a nice dinner. And so
my point is people to pay a little bit more for safety. Commissioner, my point is others are also looking at the gas tax to say, hey, wait a minute, we're some wiggle room here. Maybe we can load some more onto that and try to pay for roads and infrastructure and transportation and this. I don't think anybody would argue with there's a serious problem with crime and with young people needing our help in this city. I just think we've so often the programs that we pay for don't often work, and there is no simple solution to this. Wouldn't you agree?
Look, let me tell you, anything that I'm associated with, the Sheriff Tom Dart is associated with, that former DEA head Peter Bensinger is associated with, who served under three presidents, I might add, we all want to see things become successful. I've been in government now for a year and five months, and we have to do something about this level of violence. We're spending billions of dollars a year on this gun violence, and, you know, that's negative economy. Why not spend a little bit on the front end? Again, 4 cents at the county. An additional 4 cents adds $28 a year to a motorist bill, and invest in young people.
Well, that's
I think the safety of communities.
I think that that's all, in theory and on paper, very good idea. However, in the county government, less so now than it was before. And you're relatively new to county government. You've been, as I mentioned, you were involved in federal government for a number of years. There was a lot of waste and mismanagement in programs exactly like this. The 24/9 program that was uncovered by Fox News here, by Fox 32, by Dane Placco. I mean, it was an incredible misuse of, you know, supposedly community outreach organizations and groups and everything that had nothing to do with actually making the city better. And they were all getting these 24/9 contracts because they could sign off at anything under $25,000 that the county board president could just sign off on, and boom, they got it.
And so there were a lot of them.
And there were a lot of them, and they wasted a lot of money. So obviously there is some cynicism about how this money is going to be spent, which is why specifics will always rule the day here, and accountability will rule the day. And, you know, you hope in this sort of more modern and hopefully more transparent era of county government that that will be the case. Commissioner, thank you very much. Appreciate your time, sir. Good
Thanks,
luck with
Commissioner.
This.
Thank you all very much for having me.
All right. We have Blackhawks tickets.
Blackhawks tickets.
Woohoo! Take it out of the Blues. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Caller number 19 right now rips us off. All brought to you by Four Seasons. Plus, listen to this. You're also entered to win four-season tickets for next year, too, if you win this. Courtesy Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing for all the right reasons. Four Seasons. Find them online at fourseasonsheatingcooling.com or on Facebook. How about that? Plus, you know, we're going to be announcing the winner of the Four Seasons tickets from Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing this week. This week, that winner gets announced. Who gets the four-season tickets? Imagine! Imagine that.
That would make your day.
That
week,
I would want to
win.
I would. I mean, that's that. That I know that's that is that is that is absolutely astounding value. I don't even know what that's worth. Billions, as far as I'm concerned.